With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim.
Many of the very best writers of the last 100 years have been gay.
That's Edmund White, editor of the Faber Book of Gay Short Fiction.
I simply put in the things that I had enjoyed reading myself and that I thought would give pleasure to people.
The Faber Book of Gay Short Fiction includes stories by James Baldwin, Paul Bowles, William Burroughs, Henry James, Gore Vidal, Tennessee Williams, and others.
It's a book that could very well be used in a lot of the burgeoning classes around America in lesbian and gay fiction.
Edmund White, author of A Boy's Own Story, says that if the 32 stories in the anthology have a common theme, it may be that of travel.
Gay people in the past particularly, but even now, have felt that if they went elsewhere, that things would be better.
Edmund White was born in Cincinnati. He's convinced that had he not been gay, his life would have been ordinary.
The fact of being gay was the one thing that sort of set me apart. And since most people didn't know I was gay when I was growing up, I think that I was somebody who was able to go to prep schools, work for Time magazine, have a fairly conventional middle-class life.
Today, White teaches at Brown University and is putting the finishing touches on a biography of Jean Genet. The Faber Book of Gay Short Fiction, edited by Edmund White, was published by the London publishing house of Faber and Faber.
Faber has an office in Boston now, and they're beginning to distribute their books and even print them over here.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the late 1970s, a number of gay writers got together monthly in New York to read and critique each other's work. The group was spearheaded by novelist Edmund White.
It was a group called the Violet Quill, and it was extremely informal and kind of silly, as the name suggests. Basically, we would just meet in each other's living rooms.
Edmund White moved to Paris. When he returned a few years later, he discovered that the Violet Quill had been decimated by AIDS.
I think only three of us are still alive.
And Edmund White himself has the AIDS virus.
When I first found out, I thought, well, within a year or two, I'll be dead. That was 85. Now here it is all these years later, and I'm in perfect health. I've never suffered a single symptom.
White says that it's not just the literary landscape that has been changed by AIDS, but almost all areas of creative life, not the least of which is interior decorating.
And that's true in fashion, it's true in theater, it's true in writing.
Edmund White revealed that he had the AIDS virus in 1985, one of the first to talk about it openly.
Since there are several million people in the world who are HIV positive now, and since there appeared to be almost no one willing to talk about it in a personal way, that it seemed to me it was important to discuss.
Edmund White is the critically acclaimed author of A Boy's Own Story and This Beautiful Room is Empty. He's also the editor of a recently published collection of short stories by gay authors, The Faber Book of Gay Short Fiction, published by Faber and Faber. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When writer Edmund White first discovered he had the AIDS virus, he was depressed for about a year. But today, showing no symptoms of the disease, White says he's getting on with his life. He's in his early 50s.
When you get to be our age, I mean, there are a lot of people who are dying anyway from other things. It's not as though this is some peculiar fate. I mean, Angela Carter, for instance, who's a wonderful British novelist, is a good friend of mine, who's my age. She has lung cancer.
Edmund White recalls being invited to London to give a talk on gay fiction.
I then left the building, went for a walk in the park, holding hands with my boyfriend, and we were arrested.
By a police officer who told White that if he was capable of holding hands with another man, he was capable of blowing up Buckingham Palace.
In other words, anybody who could be so bizarre and eccentric as to walk hand in hand with another man was obviously of a criminal disposition.
Edmund White is the editor of an anthology of short stories by leading gay writers, The Faber Book of Gay Short Fiction.
There was a very funny review that came out in England. A woman said, "I've always been curious my whole life about gay men and what they do amongst each other, what their lives are like. Now I've read this book and I'm no longer interested."
For many years, Edmund White hid his homosexuality and felt like an observer of the people around him.
I think that is a useful ingredient for a writer. It seems to me no coincidence that so many of the greatest writers of the last century have been gay, because it seems to me that they've oftentimes been well placed to observe society at its very heart, its very center of power.
The distinguished writer, Edmund White. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.